Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
George Norrie along with John Hogue. John's website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and he's writing his new book, which we'll talk to you about soon. What are the odds of Israel trying to invade southern Lebanon to get to Hezbollah, John?
Yeah, that was just my next thing to talk about. The Israelis are demanding that the Hezbollah forces retreat beyond the Litani River. That would, of course, make them retreat past all their fortifications that effectively defeated the invasion of Israel back in 2006 during the July War. And this is a very different Hezbollah, Party of God. These are a militia group. They are autonomous to the Lebanese government, and they are the most seasoned fighters alive today in the Middle East. They have fought for 12 years against ISIS, against Al-Qaeda, in the Syrian civil war, fighting with the Syrian Arab army. There's 150,000 of them. And the Israeli army, unfortunately, has shown itself to be, not the army that won the Six-Day War or the Yom Kippur War, but an army of conscripts. And, I mean, I'm shocked to see some of the basics that people are doing, herding in an urban area, all gathered like a bunch of geese, easy prey for these customized RPGs that the Hamas people shoot. They have lost hundreds of people killed and thousands injured and wounded. And that has pulled a lot of troops into Gaza. And then what you have, though, is another front where there's been this slow increase of fighting over the Lebanese border. The Lebanese have been very, very disciplined and not escalating on this escalator too much. But now, suddenly, with the Yemeni thing, and now with this demand that's kind of being given by the Israeli government to you either move on the other side of the Litani River or they're going to invade the Israelis. Well, Hezbollah takes no Nostradamus fool to predict this. We'll say, come on. And if you do, it'll be a much worse disaster than what happened in 2006.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
It could be, this is not just rockets, 20,000 rockets that they fire and hopefully it hits something since then. Because they are also a proxy of Iran. They have received all of Iran's advanced weaponry and guided missiles. They have targeted all strategic things, bases, tank parks, the window where missiles will go into Mr. Netanyahu's house, the Knesset, all that. If they launch these, about 100,000 of these, Israel could seriously be ruined like Gaza has been ruined by Israel. And
I mean, that's a lot of missile.
And it's and the other thing, too, is that it's very likely that the Hezbollah people will advance into northern Israel, 100,000 seasoned fighters fighting a bunch of weekend warriors. You know, it's the possibilities. I really hope this scenario doesn't happen, but I mean, Netanyahu has grabbed the biblical genocidal Book of Samuel, Book 1, whirlwind. I mean, many years ago, when there was a mistake of translation that Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, made, he capitalized on that to feed more fear in Israel and the Zionist people that support him.
He sure did.
He said, and now it's clear he said it because he said it again against the Palestinians when this thing started. He told the Persians, think Amalek. And of course, you know your Bible, you go back. And one of the more controversial passages of the Bible is where the prophet Samuel heard from the Lord of hosts, told Saul, the first king of Israel, to basically commit an act of genocide against the Amalekites. You know, kill all the men, kill all the women, kill all the babies in mothers' arms, and then kill them, raise to the ground their buildings, and kill all their livestock. And there I'm hearing him saying this in speeches across the world after he really overreacted with this surprise attack. Because frankly, most of the killing was not by Hamas, it was by friendly fire. That is, my sources are Haaretz in Israel and other Israeli sources that are seeing that the most of the people that died, and those 1,200 people, were killed by the Israeli army.
But Hamas did some horrendous things, John.
They did, but if you watch the videos, remember, when the gates were busted open by Hamas, they went off and did their stuff, but if you watch the videos again, you'll notice there's a whole lot of people that just look like gang guys coming out of Gaza.
Why did they even?
They weren't in uniforms. They weren't acting military. So I don't know. I think, of course, people die in wars and civilians. Tell the Palestinians how true that is, and it is the credibility damage that is happening to Israel from this war, from this. They're all animals, let's kill them attitude. And by the way, any Israeli Zionist knows that this is what they want him to do. I'm not blowing this up. Just ask Zionists in Israel what they want to do. It's unfortunate because this whole latent potential genocidal hatred and anger really is a poison pill that is always been in the Zionist movement. All the way back to 1948, even Albert Einstein and a number of Zionists, the liberals, wrote in the New York Times their warning that Menachem Begin and the Likud party, which eventually became Likud, which did most of the diaspora of the Nakba, the catastrophe, the 700 villages that were destroyed, the thousands of people that were murdered, were mostly murdered by Irgun and other groups that used to commit a lot of terrorist acts to blow up a whole bunch of people in one of the big hotels in Jerusalem.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You know, and so that they were pointing, actually naming Menachem Begin, saying, look out, these people actually have potential Nazi overtones. That's what they said. Not me saying it. It's Einstein saying it. It's people who really wanted the Zionist, the Israeli state to survive. But, I mean, people are hopefully learning, because many of my Jewish contacts are against how the Zionists are trying to identify all Judaism to them. Torah Jews and a lot of Jews for 130 years, Orthodox Jews were warning, this is not fulfilling the prophecies. This is an aberration. It's not me talking, folks. It is Orthodox Jews and other Jews who I'm in contact with. So that's a struggle that's going on now. But this whole attitude of, I mean, there's not going to be a two-state solution. The only solution that Zionists have seen is the complete pushing of the Palestinians out of that area or eradicating them in other genocidal ways. And that's what America is trying to calm down, and they're not going to calm it down.
Somebody's got to.
Well, America has to. The leadership of America has to do what Reagan did to when there was the war in Lebanon in 1982. He made a call and said, stop the war. We stop all money, all weapons, all stuff to you. We are the boss of you, not the other way around. So I don't think Biden is up for it. And also, it's very hard for the U.S. government to be up for it, because frankly, one thing that has to change soon, and hopefully will change in this war, is that AIPAC will have to register as a foreign lobbying agent, like everybody else, because what happens in this is unique. In our cabinets of Bush and in Biden, in AIPAC are a lot of people that hold dual citizenship. And so what we have here is people who serve two countries. And I would say in this case, these Americans, I contend, serve Israel before their own country. And it doesn't matter. Our country should be served by the American people, Jewish, Gentile, black, white, well, whoever. But to have another, what I was saying earlier, clearly, this policy of America going to destroy Israel's enemies has cost us dearly, like 7,000 dead Americans, 33,000 wounded, 1 million Iraqis. And this is, they want us to do it with Iran and Hezbollah. And if they do, the biblical whirlwind will crash down on Israel, because as I said about Hezbollah, if they bring Iran into this, and if they're dumb enough to drop a bomb on Tehran, Iran's conventional regional ballistic missiles will wipe out. Anything's left standing.
What about Russia's involvement? I mean, their hands are tied with Ukraine. Would they get involved in this?
Well, they're already in country in Syria. They have bases, but they're in there because they were invited by the Syrian government.
Right. But I mean, they're not in that big yet, though.
Well, give you an example of something that happened during Trump's time when in April of 2018, I think some false flag chemical thing happened in Al Ghouta. And it was a false flag, by the way, by the terrorists in that area. Well, Trump launched like 40, 50 Tomahawk missiles. What they did is they hit this one airbase where they thought these attacks of chemical weapons came from. But that airbase also had hundreds of Russian special forces in there. And if those missiles had hit them,
oh my God,
hundreds of Russian special forces would have been dead. And I'll just quote Medvedev, who was formerly the prime minister and president of Russia.
And Putin's best friend.
Yes, he said, if you had done that, if you had killed our men, we would launch and sink your frigates. And there you have it. So it doesn't take a lot of people. And there's enough people there that if this war spreads, and they're already firing into Syria, if this war spreads there and if Russians are killed, then you've got the scenario that is very clearly in Nostradamus' prophecies that, unlike Ukraine, at least he points to the Middle East, mentions Syria, mentions Persia as in Iran, mentions the Strait of Hormuz, as I told you, and that this is the apocalyptic flashpoint, danger point, more dangerous than Ukraine. However, now we go to Ukraine. It's just so much happening.
Well, what a mess there.
Well, it is. I must unfortunately have to blow my horn here. I hate doing it, but this just has to happen. I mean, I've been on your show throughout this war off and on. And now finally, as I said, when things start going bad, all the lies of the mainstream press, all the propaganda, all the goat of Ukraine and, you know, ghost of Ukraine shooting out 80 Russian jets and the Ukrainians are winning. It's all a lie of propaganda. I've been telling people that this war was doomed for the Ukrainians even before it started. And now the war of attrition has reached a point where the Ukrainians, now it looks like we have some real numbers that the Ukrainians have lost. The conservative number is 383,000. Problem with that, that's killed and wounded, but it doesn't include the 75,000 missing, which are mostly dead because the Ukraine officer...
And the figures I saw on the Russians' casualties, injured and dead, 315,000, if you can believe that.
It's complete bunk, and it's bunk from a Western source that have really done their job using a Russian activist group called... I can't remember their... Medusa, I think, who are based in Latvia, and they actually have had their people going all through Russia to pick up any notices for people being buried from being killed in the war.
How long are we going to continue funding Ukraine?
The BBC, no, I got to finish this because important people ought to know, the Russians have only lost 36,000 dead and maybe 80,000 wounded.
That's still a lot of people, though.
That's in 2 years, that's burning through the 10 years of Americans killed in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But how long are we going to continue funding money to the Ukraine before it bankrupts us?
Well, I said, I'm on record from my last Hoax Prophecy reports. I saw that there was the plug was not going to, it's done. Because the Republican new Speaker of the House made it very clear that unless the Democrats get serious about our security crisis on the border with millions and millions of unknown people coming into the country, they'll only give money to Ukraine if they get serious about finishing the wall and doing all that. So I said, well, that's not going to wash. The plug has been pulled on Ukraine. Actually, Ukraine's downfall will come from a lack of funds. They got $1 billion through a little magic accounting. Biden was able to send them the last billion. But I don't actually see them getting any money from us. And maybe something will happen, but literally Ukraine burns through $8.3 billion, which literally we are paying for Ukraine's existence. We're not going to be sending them much anymore, bombs or anything like that. They are out in the field very much like any war of attrition. They can see the signs of the long line of trenches that are beginning to slowly break.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.